remains near the U.S. border.
Thousands of Central American migrants are waiting at an improvised shelter at the Mexican border city of Piedras Negras across from Texas. They're hoping to file asylum claims and get into the state through the Eagle Pass crossing. The Department of Homeland Security and the local government in Eagle Pass say they are watching and waiting to respond.
Fox's Jeff Paul. And Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren today officially announced her presidential candidacy. This is Fox News.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as eye, chest, and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue. The kitchen at Rick and Moe's is open lunch Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 2. And dinner from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork, and sausage. Not to mention their dry, aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. And for Bear County Barbecue's menu, there's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Mono's.
Hey, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right here. We're right down on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina and give you some insight of what's going on the river. You know, when the weather's pretty, we'll be renting out a pontoon boat. That's right. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. A lot of people think you have to have a boating license, but you don't. In Alabama, if you're renting a boat, all you have to do is have a driver's license. So we can fix you up, get you up and down this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Now let's talk about good eating. We got a steamer, we got a grill, and we got a fryer back here, so we fry up everything from shrimp and scallops and catfish, whole catfish and fillets. We got a steamer. We do a royal red shrimp, Argentina shrimp on that grill. That'll get old amberjack poor boy's hard to beat. Let's talk about entertainment. This Sunday, we're going to take you to the Windy City up in Chicago. That's right, Mississippi Heat's down here. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com or Facebook. You can see the schedule coming up, but you can read about Mississippi Heat because they're an award-winning band. They'll be at the Capital Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5 o'clock. Get out here soon and come hungry.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our cool weekend forecast continues with mostly cloudy skies tonight, a little breezy. Overnight low temperature drops to about 42. Tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day. A little bit of patchy drizzle, maybe some light showers possible. High temperatures, generally low 50s around the Montgomery area, but then cooler in those counties north and east of the city. Then on Monday, a little warmer with a high temperature around 70. Scattered showers are possible. Then showers and thunderstorms become more likely Monday night into Tuesday as an important frontal system moves into the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budale Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for Clearing the Air, the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. And as always, I am your humble host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a body and mind numbed by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be, called Morgellons disease. Welcome to the program. Saturday night edition, of course. We have in the studio with us tonight the postman, the man who's been awake much, much longer than I have. Welcome, postman.
Good to be here, Terry.
He has got some really wild stuff to talk about tonight, and stuff that, you know, we use the term connecting dots a lot around here. And this one is a huge one. It's a huge dot connector as to what's going on. You know, I always say I'm Church of Christ, and I've never heard of the rapture. I've never heard of ascension, any of this stuff. Well, I should have, because it's always been there, and I just never noticed it. So we're going to get into that a little later. Looking forward to Frank's call. Hopefully he'll call, because he's kind of our, along with Postman, he's our resident expert on this kind of stuff. But what you need to know is not to believe a single word you hear, because it's not our intention to convince you of anything, our desire to talk you into anything. It's certainly not our job to forcefully awaken you to anything. We just kind of like doing it. Actually, we feel led, compelled to do this. So, folks, we got to awaken a whole bunch more people really, really soon if we want to try to make a difference in what's going on. Wow, no wonder that doesn't sound right. That's yesterday's opening. Sorry about that. Let me start over with Postman. My guest in this endeavor is the Postman, a man who's been awake much longer than me, but just like yours truly was, truly jostled awake. Now, Postman's journey has taken him to many places, and it has enabled him to meet many knowledgeable people, people who know what's really going on in this virtual reality simulation that we call life. Again, welcome, Postman.
Good to be here, Terry.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the deep end of the pool. Things are going to be discussed here that most people cannot fathom. Few people will accept, but some will rejoice over hearing, because they knew it was true. They just had to hear it. Okay. Once again, before we go any further, I need to read you my disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear. You need to learn to do your own investigating. Folks, you got to figure this out for yourself. Remember, something you have to work to attain is always more valuable than something given to you. That's just the way it is. So are you ready for this? You've been warned. Now, if you're like the guy that called me last night purporting to tell me about contrails in the sky, perhaps maybe you should change the station and tune into NPR or something, because we don't want your head to explode. Really, we don't. But the arrogance of people who think they, and only they, know what a contrail is, they believe that what we're seeing are simply condensation trails, and that you and I are really too stupid to know that. And I hate arrogant people. I cannot stand arrogance. And assuming never tastes good when one has to eat it with crow, I'm telling you. It's coming, folks. They're going to figure this out. It's going to be too late for them. They're going to figure it out. I've been studying aerosols for almost a full decade. I know what a contrail is. I know what a chemtrail is. The thing is, technology has progressed such that most jet engines are incapable of creating a condensation trail because they're what they're called bypass engines. In other words, they push more air than they do fuel. Now, there's a very good thread on the official Clear in the Air Facebook page about how the chemicals are being distributed, and one listener believes that they're simply in the fuel supply. Now, this seems to make sense. Harold Krauss-Vella, the German physicist who studied aerosols, and more importantly, what's in the aerosols, he believes that this is the case. They just put it in the fuel. Now, if you Google search a modern standardized jet fuel, you'll find out that they've added 3 times the amount of aluminum to the fuel. And now it's been mandated across the globe. Plus, it simply being loaded onto the craft when the craft gets refueled, well, that would explain the mysterious lack of any kind of infrastructure to maintain the aerosol program. Because think about it. You've got to have people to put the chemicals in the plane. I mean, there should be thousands of people out there with the number of sorties we see every day, but where are they? So that's a good idea, but there's a problem. There's always a problem. What about when we see a plane suddenly start releasing and then suddenly stop? And sometimes they'll do this several times. I've got a video of one cutting it on, cutting it off, cutting it on, cutting it. If it's in the fuels, how can they be doing this? Now, maybe they're switching tanks. Maybe they have the mandated stuff in one and JP5 in the other. I don't know. But allow me to suggest an explanation. Commercial airliners all use the new triple aluminum fuel, so technically they are all releasing tons of aluminum into the atmosphere. Now, as I understand it, our government, or maybe even the UN, is giving them incentives to do this. Because without these stipends, the airline companies would go broke. They need that money. So let's go ahead and assume that all the commercial carriers are participating in this program. So that's one of the main components, the aluminum. So that's taken care of. All the commercial airliners every day are spraying aluminum. Now, I'm sure they have been secretly told they're helping to block the sun's harmful rays because of global warming. Who knows? So what if the military, or again, the UN, are using UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, that are releasing another of the key components? Well, the mix has to be a certain percentage. I mean, it's very precise. So what if they're releasing specific amounts of barium and strontium in certain areas and using UAVs and using the airliner's already released aluminum and they're mixing it in the air? That would complete the nefarious trifecta. Think about it. And then maybe those little small Cessna-looking planes that always fly into an aerosol area are doing more than just checking disbursement. Maybe they're checking to make sure the mixture is right. Satellites are involved in this operation, too, because if you look, you can notice you'll see a black laser line that seems to be coming from the front of one of the planes, and the plane seems to be following it. There's actually images of them on the official, and accept no substitute, Clear in the Air Facebook page. Take a look. But I think, like everything the military does, this is compartmentalized. That way, you don't know anything. All you know is what you're doing, one little component. That way, everybody has no idea what the ultimate goal is. They have no idea they're destroying the planet. They have no idea they're terraforming the planet. All they know is they're doing what they're told to do, and they don't see any harm in it. That's just my opinion, and I could be wrong, but I'm not. Welcome to the program. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours. If I seem a little out of it, it's because today I laid down at around lunch just for a few minutes, and I woke up way, way late, like 5:15, 5:20. So I had to hustle to get here and get everything together, so I'm a little out of it, but it'll get better as the night goes on. It always does. We'll be back in 5 minutes. You're listening to Clear in the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Missed out at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
3 floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records, we've got books, we've got the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer. AC by LeCroyer wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylecroyer.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License number 84417.
There's nothing like summer camp at YMCA's Camp Grandview in Millbrook. And registration for the summer is going on right now. There's so much to do. Swim, fly through the air on the blob, zip line over the lake, and even play in the mud. The campers have so much fun, and the lifeguards and counselors help make sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hello.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, one way or another, we're going to awaken you to the truth. We're trying to save your lives, okay? Washington Post told America of globalist plans to be implemented by 2025. There's that year again, Postman, 2025. It keeps coming up in everything. Any idea what that's about? Is that a set-in-stone timeline, or is it all in flux? What do you think?
Well, by 2025, there'll probably be some key laws that will be changed, and that'll enable them, you know, to implement their agenda, you know, to the max.
Yeah,
but
I'm with you.
But what they're doing is they're not taking into consideration that there's some. There's some things that are on a time schedule that are on a solar system time schedule and a galactic time schedule. That's going to take place, but they're going to carry on with their agenda, no matter what, because their backs up against a wall. And the thing is,
they're running out of time.
Yeah, they're running out of time, and they can't run. So it's a double whammy for them. they can't escape, and they know it. So. You know, they're just going to go along with the agenda and just think that nothing's going to happen because they still pretty much have us under control.
Yes.
But
that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, with the non-election of Clinton, and I say that rather than with the election of Trump, because just the fact Clinton didn't get elected and the explosion that happened after she didn't get elected, because I guarantee you she turned her chip in and she was ready to redeem it to sit in the Oval Office, and the chair got pulled out from under her. And because of that, we've gotten a rare opportunity to pull aside and take a peek behind the curtain. We get a rare chance to see the inner machinations of what they call the deep state. Now, whether you choose to call it the deep state or the more established name, the Illuminati, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we take every effort to learn who's who, what's what, and exactly how the enemy of mankind functions. Now, this is a generational program, and it's based on blood, bloodlines, and blood oaths. They feed off the misery of mankind, figuratively and literally. And they are essentially behind every event of note in history. Nothing is by accident. Nothing is left to chance. So with all that being said, I found out a few interesting things that you should know. A little piece by a group called Headlines with a Voice clues us into the multi-generational family relationships that comprise the American deep state and how they relate both to the ongoing political assassination of Donald Trump as well as the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Robert Mueller is married to a lady named Anne Cabell Standish, whose grandfather was Charles Cabell, second in command at the agency when Kennedy was elected, while Robert Mueller's granduncle Richard Bissell was also at the agency when Kennedy was elected. Now, JFK fired Charles Cabell and Richard Bissell along with Alan Dulles in his famous claim to, quote, smash the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Now, Charles Cabell's brother was a man named Earl Cabell. Guess who he was? He was the mayor of Dallas at the time of JFK's assassination. Recently declassified documents revealed that Earl Cabell was an asset of the CIA. Wow. Of course, Alan Dulles sat on the Warren Commission, which investigated the assassination, and he managed, and it worked, to keep the CIA totally out of the investigation. I have never read before that Cabell was in the agency, and I didn't know about Mueller. But it makes sense. Now, we know who Mueller's father was. Heinrich Mueller, ever how you pronounce it. Nazi, head of the Gestapo. Look it up. Unreal, folks. It's all tied together. It's all a big puzzle, and the pieces are falling in place. It's incredible. But back to the Washington Post article. Back 11 years ago, 2008, they did a future history piece. So what did they warn about? Illegal immigration gang wars, permanent insurrection against state and federal immigration agents. Americans are forced into compact cities. That would be the smart cities. Google dominates our lives with Google Life Services. Hadn't heard that one yet. Citizen journalists are monitored by the feds. Yes, they are. Implantable chips allow freedom of travel in and out of safe zones. Small-scale terror events plague the country. Now, all this was forecast in the Washington Post, quote, hypothetical, future history of D.C. in the year 2025. Here are a few excerpts. After years of nationwide economic decline, energy crises, and sporadic small-scale terrorist hits, the Ververs, V-E-R-V-E-R-S, move away from the city centers to find safety. The drive from Washington to Conterra took long enough. Now the checkpoints at the gateways that control movement in and out of the inner district could stretch any workday by 2 to 3 hours, especially for people like Paula, who still had no security clearance implants. This is Nazi Germany on steroids, folks. This is Nazi Germany with technology is what this is. Can you imagine what Hitler could have done if he had the technology they have now?
Oh,
he'd have done what he did.
Yeah, he would have completed it, for sure.
Yeah, he would have.
And what you're reading kind of reminds me of, when I go to Georgia, and just before you go into every major city, off of off a state road, there's roundabouts. There's roundabouts at all of them.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about Terry out in the middle of nowhere.
What's the purpose? They're there for some other reason.
You can put a guard shack right there.
Oh my dear God, that's exactly right. That way you can control who comes
right.
and goes.
Comes and goes. Yeah, who comes into the city?
Wow.
It sets about 25 miles out from the major city.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The article, in this era of e-attacks and cyber meltdowns, energy rationing, and angry protests, the path to social and economic mobility was clear. It was all about physical proximity. If you could somehow arrange to live near where you work, get your kids into nearby schools, and subscribe to food and other suppliers close to home, then you could make it. Wow. Let's see. Paula was desperate to find a way to keep Paxton far from the gang battles that too often crossed the river from Virginia, where Salvadoran and Mexican gangs had set up what seemed like permanent insurrection against state and federal immigration agents. Wow. Yeah, they kind of did this like the books. Oh, gosh. There was a series of books that were written about the future, about gang wars and stuff and resistance. I can't remember the name. I actually have them. I can't remember the name of them. But they were written along this same lines. This is interesting.
And it kind of reads like a...
like a novel.
Yeah, and it kind of reads like This Present Darkness. You know, I don't know if you've read it before.
No.
But I think Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins wrote it.
Wow. Technocrat Jeff Bezos, a key player in implementing this agenda, now owns the Washington Post. That's the scariest part of all this. Is the guy who owns the newspaper that printed this now is in a position to actually see it fulfilled. That should scare you. It does. It alarms me. It doesn't scare me. I don't get scared anymore. I'm used to it. Plus, I mean, I know where I'm going. I'm not worried about it. I know who's got my back. I'm not concerned. You know, I had BB sent me this actually a couple of years ago, and I had never seen it. The UK wants authority to serve warrants in the US. Now, this was all about trying to get the hacker, I think. All right. That's what this was about. Yeah, what he found when he hacked into NASA was amazing.
You mean Gary McKinnon, right?
Yes, I do. I thank you for the name. I was trying to, I'm stuck it in there waiting on it to come out. Gary McKinnon. He found extra. He found things listed as extraterrestrial officers. It's, you know, he kind of blew the lid off the secret space program for those who had enough sense to read what he was saying. And I have to tell you, I don't know that they were all that sincere about getting to him, because you know they could have if they wanted to.
Well, I mean, if you come into court and you got that much evidence, evidence has got to be brought forward.
There you go. There right. you go. So just be the best thing forward. To do is let it go, right?
Right. The best thing to do is let it go and keep him under surveillance.
Call it a crazy conspiracy theory. Let it right. go. Never right. let it see the light of day in a courtroom. That's right. a good point.
Yeah, but, I mean, if when was it, 95 or no, 2004, 2005 that he found it? Because Bush was president then.
That's right.
And I knew it existed then, yeah. the secret space program. You know, because I have seen a few things already, but they were higher up. And, I mean, and if you have some knowledge of physics, I mean, you can actually say, wait a minute, we hadn't built anything that goes that fast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a meteor. I know the difference. Cover changes directions.
Right. Meteors, as a rule, don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a bullet. You fire a bullet, it's going to go in one direction. It's not going to make a 90-degree turn.
Until it runs out of energy.
Exactly. It's yeah. all about energy. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I found this article that I had stuck back on my computer when I was desperately searching for something earlier, and this is interesting. Connecting the dots from 9/11 to Soros, to the Soros-funded SJW revolution. The craziness of what I'm describing is the birth of what I'm calling the Children of the New World Order. Now, I know it sounds a little crazy, but here's my explanation. The New World Order has been trying to give birth ever since the Bush administration's 9/11 false flag attack on our nation and on the psyche of all Americans and actually humans across the globe. Furthermore, I believe this phenomenon we're seeing now is a continuation of the Sandy Hook psychological operation on all Americans, which took place on the 14th of December 2012. And yes, I'm talking about the false flag called Sandy Hook. Look, folks, no kids died at Sandy Hook. That was all a false flag. It's well known within the halls of government what that was. They're able to do that legally because the Smith-Mundt Act, which had been in place since the early 1900s, they did away with. The Patriot Act did away with them. What that was an act that forbade pro-American propaganda to be used against Americans in America. So once they did away with that, then it's basically deceive the people any way you want to. And that's what Sandy Hook was. It was the first and only mass shooting where literally zero evidence of the event was produced by the mainstream media. GoFundMe accounts were started for future dead victims before the day of the event. Crisis actors were caught fumbling their lines, even shockingly playing multiple roles in the same event. A guy named David Wheeler. And on and on, yet anyone who dares question the event is a harasser. Does any of this sound familiar? Even after 9/11, we didn't hear such rhetoric against those questioning 9/11. Back then, anyone questioning 9/11 was called unpatriotic by the mainstream media. Now you're harassing. And if you harass enough, you can be charged with a crime. If you question an agreed-upon official story, especially Sandy Hook, they'll charge you with a crime. This is crazy. The mentality demonstrated after Sandy Hook has given birth to the Children of the New World Order, whose job it is to enforce punishment against thought crimes. Their actions are based on false beliefs which are internalized, allowed to grow, and emotionally intensified and justified in the form of, quote, principles. Oh, wow, it's break time. 5-minute break, folks. We'll be back. Come back with us.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. More samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as eye, chest, and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Need a trailer to haul your boat to the lake or down to the Gulf? Or does your old hauler need some repair? Visit the crew at Circle C Trailer Company in Prattville. Circle C Trailer Company is here to help you with everything from sales to service and repair, as well as replacement parts. Circle C Trailer has the inventory and the know-how to keep you hauling down the road. Busted lights and wonky wiring? They can fix it. Busted axle? Brakes? Bad bearings? Yeah, they can fix that too. Looking for a calico horse and stock trailer? A P&T car hauler? They've got it. The search for all your trailer needs ends when you arrive at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville. Bill and his experienced crew have all your needs covered. Tilt, ramp, gooseneck, and dump trailers? Yep, all at Circle C Trailer Company, where sales, service, repairs, and parts are all under one roof. Call 334-301-9520. Circle C Trailer Company at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our cool weekend forecast continues with mostly cloudy skies tonight, a little breezy. Overnight low temperature drops to about 42. Tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day. A little bit of patchy drizzle, maybe some light showers possible. High temperatures, generally low 50s around the Montgomery area, but then cooler in those counties north and east of the city. Then on Monday, a little warmer with a high temperature around 70. Scattered showers are possible. Then showers and thunderstorms become more likely Monday night into Tuesday as an important frontal system moves into the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Cars. I love the cars. These children of the New World Order, they're told what to believe. They fight for what they're told to fight for. They lack any real values, but it's because God's been taken out of our culture, folks. accept a simple yet very strong demand for acceptance of all values. They agree with their values. That agree with their values. The delusions they practice appear to be caused by repeating irrational thoughts combined with willful, well-rationalized, selective ignorance. Let's translate that. This is mass mind control, and it's the new consciousness that's driving the New World Order agenda. In other words, if and when they, the Soros-funded protesters, win the New World Order, when they win, the New World Order will officially be here. What does this New World Order look like? All nation states are erased. No more sovereignty. People live in a borderless world. The rulers of this borderless world won't matter to the inhabitants who carry on with their lives in love, peace, sustainability, and happiness, unless someone disagrees with the collective, that is. If someone dares demonstrate free thought, which doesn't agree with the collective will be okay with this person being disappeared or dealt with because their free thoughts will be easily portrayed as hate or harassment, which the aforementioned harassment. In this new collective mentality of reprobate minds without individual, cultural, traditional, or even religious-based values, all labeled as forms of hatred and ignorance, therefore banned in this new world order, the masses act as slaves for the endlessly lucky and totally ignored rulers behind the curtain. The collective will be silent, unarmed slaves who do as they're told, yet perceive their slavery as a membership to a privileged world of global peace and prosperity. Exactly as stated in the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 documents, which you can see online at the UN site. This, my friends, is the New World Order in black and white. And the consciousness birthed out of this New World Order experiment is already here now. I see it very clearly. This is where we're all headed. Like it or not, the children of the New World Order are here. At this exact moment, we don't know how much this mass mind control experiment will grow out of hand, how fast it will grow, or what will come of this movement. But anyone paying attention should at least be wondering where this is going and how this is going to end. Well, I know the answer to that. God's going to intervene. History tells us these revolutions don't just die out, just like the plans of the ruling elite never die out. They're generational. So I believe these children of the New World Order are a phenomenon that is very real and is not going away, at least not anytime soon, unless government laws that make it a crime to fund stage revolutions and oppositions to overthrow a democratically elected government are enforced. And why are we not enforcing those? Because our government's facilitating, well, elements, the majority of the elements within our government are facilitating this. They say 80% of our government is now corrupt, and that's probably true, if not low. So 8 out of 10 people in the government are working towards what I'm reading you now. They're not working towards helping a democratically elected president, as in Donald J. Trump. He's so busy playing defense, he can't play offense to make any changes. He can't. He doesn't have time. He's too busy worrying about being attacked. Sorry, back to the article. Go ahead.
A really good indication of that is when you watch someone for the first time that runs for office, run for a say a Senate or congressional mm-hmm. seat. I mean, they'll put up the best campaign, and especially if they win, you know, they'll put up a good campaign
mm-hmm.
and
expensive campaign.
Yeah, they'll tell you what they're going to do, and you can probably tell they're going to win because they spend a whole lot of money.
That's what it's all about.
There's people in Washington backing them anyway to get them up there,
right? Know,
because of they've already talked to them in advance.
Look at Doug Jones,
right? Yeah. They've already told them they're going to win, probably. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
And the only thing we're waiting on is the vote from the people.
Yeah.
And and most of the time, you know, it turns out in their favor. Most of the time.
What are the chances?
Know? Yeah. But then once they get there, I mean, it isn't about face.
It is. Well, Hillary Clinton even she admitted that. She said there's two thoughts. What I tell the people I'm going to do and then what I really do.
Right.
They're totally separate. You say what you got to say to get elected.
And lying is just a bridge for them.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. You know, I remember a time, at least, well, I don't remember it, but I've read about a time in this country where if you were a politician and they found out that that's what you were doing, lying to the people to get elected and then doing your own agenda, they would have tarred and feathered you. They would have run you out of town on a rail. Those days are gone.
Yeah, they're gone. You know? Yeah. And it's the next best thing to do to try to get in office these days.
Yeah. you're one of them.
Right.
You get in a club. You probably get a spot in one of the deep underground military bases, which we'll get into a little later, and you'll have it made. You got it made.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get... You serve one term, correct me if I'm wrong, you serve one term, you get your pay, retirement the rest of your life, you get, you know, all the health care benefits, everything. It's the haves and the have-nots, and it's quickly, that line's quickly getting bigger and bigger and bigger between them and us, and that's the way they want it.
And I had a friend of mine, you know, I worked for FEMA, and...
That's right.
Yeah, and I mentioned Mount Weather to her, and she said, what'd you say? I said Mount Weather. And she said, how'd you know about that? And I'm like,
I read it somewhere. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know, it just came up. That's all.
Yeah, casual conversation with somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be afraid to talk to you. You know that, right?
Yeah, at some point in time. As a matter of fact, I told her, I said, look, at some point in time, you're going to have to decide whether or not you want to keep working for these people.
Yeah, you can't ride the fence.
Right.
Fence riding time's just about over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if these people truly cared about corruption and honesty, where have they been the last 8 years during the reign of one of the most violent and corrupt presidents in U.S. history? Let's not look the other way, hoping the Soros-engineered chaos machinery is going to go away. Maybe it will, but it doesn't seem likely anytime soon. Hopefully I'm wrong, but in the meantime, here's a warning to everyone. Don't let this approaching reality sneak up on you and catch you unprepared, because ready or not, the children of the New World Order are here. And if history teaches us anything, it appears America will never be the same again, ever. I have to agree with that. This is not the America that I grew up with. This is not the America 1979 when I graduated from high school. I'd never envisioned this coming. We're on the cusp of the Great Tribulation. We're on the cusp of ascension, rapture, whatever how you want to term it. I never thought this would happen in my lifetime. Well, I never thought I'd live this long, but here we are. And the amazing thing about this is the Book of Enoch, which was removed from our Bibles. It's still in the Ethiopian version of the Bible, but Enoch sat in the Ethiopian Bible forever since it was originally put there. And it wasn't given much credibility because so-called scholars said, well, you know, that's really the only copy. We don't know if it was translated right, whatever. All that changed when the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, because in the Dead Sea Scrolls was a complete copy of the Book of Enoch, and it was word for word identical to what was in the Ethiopian Bible. Boom, there's your reinforcement. Yes, that is the correct interpretation of the Book of Enoch. Enoch was written for our time. The Book of Enoch is written for the end time, for us. That's why the church didn't want it. That's why they wanted it kicked out of the Bible. Could not be in there because they didn't want us to have a clue of what was going to happen. Now, Trostman's going to get into that. Wow, 15 minutes from now, we're going to get into that. I'm going to turn it over to him, and he's going to tell you. Hopefully, Frank will call, and you're going to find out what's about to happen on this planet, because it's coming. Book of Enoch says it's coming. It's in prophecy, and let me tell you, if God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen, and this is going to happen, folks. I'm telling you, it's coming. I'm going to go ahead and take this break, short break, come back, finish up what I got to do, and we'll go from there. So y'all stay with us. This is Clearing the Air. We'll open the phones up here in just a little bit, so hang in there.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and
and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pond in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pond in Prattville.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Welcome back to the program. I got an email today from a regular listener, and someone I truly respect, and he said something that I feel is worth retelling to you. He was referencing the caller last night, the chemtrail debunker, the one who said, you know, this is contrails. People like him represent a bigger danger to our country than any standing army ever could. There's a lot of truth in that. That hit me. There's a lot of truth in that. The people that'll just cover their eyes, cover their ears, don't want to know, don't want to hear. Well, it is because that's where they say it is. I got to tell you, that maybe that used to work, that, you know, things are the way we're told they are, but we're at a point now where the ones doing the telling cannot be trusted. They've proven by their behavior that they cannot be trusted. So now it's up to us to determine what we're supposed to be focusing on. We got to stop listening to so-called authority because they're lying to us. They've been caught lying so many times. At what point do we go, we can't trust you anymore? We're there, folks. We're there. And speaking of that, did you know this? Whatever's happening is still going on in downtown L.A. They're still having helicopters rappelling soldiers out of helicopters downtown Los Angeles, dated today. It's still happening. It started Monday. The U.S. Army continues its war drills across the greater L.A. metropolitan area through Saturday with the goal of enhancing Army Special Forces skills by, quote, operating in urban environments. Now, why would they want to practice that? Residents around L.A. may hear sounds associated with the field training exercise, including helicopters, weapons simulations, according to the statement. The local terrain and training facilities in Los Angeles provide the Army with unique locations and simulates urban environments the service members may encounter when deployed overseas, the Army told CBS. Downtown L.A. residents were shocked Monday night when a fleet of Boeing AH-MH-6M Little Bird and Sikorsky UH-60 Blackhawks swooped in around them. Yeah, I'll bet. That was a wake-up call. There's several different little tweets like, WTF is going on in L.A., multiple helicopters landing on the street. Wow. A commercial parking lot across the street from the Regal Cinema in L.A. at 1000 West Olympic Boulevard was the epicenter of some intense war simulation Tuesday night. So they got it going on there. This is scary. I thought that used to be illegal for them to do that in America. I guess not. I guess all that went away with the the Patriot, the extremely misnamed Patriot Act. There were other field training exercises that were on the perimeter of the city away from populated areas. Populated areas and towards the San Pedro Bay port Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning. Excuse me a second. That takes care of that. Please hold your calls. The Army leased space in an industrially zoned area around the port of L.A. near Terminal Island for field training exercises Wednesday night. So apparently they're moving all over the place. They're going to Long Beach, which is the second largest port in the U.S. Wow. Residents living on houseboats and marinas around Wilmington were notified they may hear helicopters, explosions, and simulated assault rifle fire. There's no replacement for realistic training. Each location selected enables special operations teams and flight crews to maintain maximum readiness and proficiency, validate equipment, and exercise standard safety procedures. Yeah. That's scary stuff, folks. This is scary stuff. And that was from the Mind Unleashed was the name of the website that did that. Let's see, I got one more little article I want to get into before we hit the good stuff at the top of the hour here. Another state wants every gun owner to hand over their social media accounts and internet search history. It's coming. Unconstitutional gun law ideas seem to spread from one state to another like some kind of insidious virus. Late last year, an Orwellian gun bill was presented in New York State, which, if signed into law, anyone who wants to buy a gun will have to turn over 3 years of their social media history and 1 year of their internet search history. A 3-year review of social media profile would give an easy profile of a person who's not suitable to hold and possess a firearm, said Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, no relation as far as I know, who has proposed the legislation with New York State Senator Kevin Parker. Before purchasing a gun, applicants would have to turn over social media passwords to accounts like Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. They would also have to allow police to see a year's worth of their searches on Google, Yahoo, and Bing. That law would also require anyone renewing their permit for a pistol to be subject to this invasion of privacy as well. This is unbelievable, folks. But here's the thing that you need to know. These things never just stop with one little rule. They're going to keep going. They're going after our guns. And there's a reason. The Second Amendment does not guarantee us guns. That's an inherent right of an American to own and operate a firearm. That's our right. The Second Amendment says that inherent right will not be infringed by this government. That's what the Second Amendment says. The reason we have that is because of what we got away from in England when we came over here to begin with. That is a tyrannical government. It's not for shooting squirrels. It's not for going there and shooting pheasants. It's to protect us against them. That's what it's all about.
And it's still tyrannical.
It's extremely tyrannical. I think it's worse than what it was when they left over there. So here we are. And our founding fathers warned us about this over and over and over, but we let it happen. They took advantage of it. That's what they did. And it's just kind of how they work.
You ever researched that fire in 1666 in London?
Mm-mm.
You ever researched it?
No.
I mean,
think about
the year.
Ooh.
Think about the year.
Yeah. What happened over there?
When London burned down, the epicenter of where most of the fire was, is where the city of London is today. The banking center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So London is the financial mainstay of the
right.
New World Order.
So right. That and Rostock fire in 1666. Just to be able to start it.
So that was their Reichstag fire?
Yeah.
Them, German, us. Wow. That makes sense.
And, you know, it's no coincidence that they did it in 1666.
Numerology, baby.
Yeah.
It's all about numerology. That's scary, man. It's just so much, and yeah, you might call it circumstantial evidence, but at what point does a gazillion examples of circumstantial evidence, when does that suddenly meld into one big thing of proof? I think we're there.
Yeah, that's as much circumstantial evidence
as you can get.
As the Washington Monument is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you do research, you'll find out what the thing is.
Yeah.
And what it's sitting right in the middle of. I mean, it's crazy.
You know,
you can tell it's a sex cult. That's running everything.
If you listen to Behold a Pale Horse, Bill Cooper, he talks about Osiris and the phallic symbol that the Washington Monument is, but it never really connected until you played that video. Then it all started connecting with me.
Right, and it also represents a person or a physical person.
Yeah, it's scary.
He's holding the quick claim deed to Earth.
Yeah, folks, here's the thing. You know, the secret societies, the powers that shouldn't be, the Illuminati, deep state, whatever you choose to call them, they look at us as cattle or chattel. They consider us ignorant, stupid, and the reason is because the truth has been kept from us for so long that it's okay. Example: the guy last night called saying there's no such thing as chemtrails. If his mind won't accept that they're spraying something, they're intentionally spraying us. Do you think he's going to accept the fact that they're extraterrestrials that are in charge of everything, even though the Bible basically says that? Do you think he's going to accept, you know what I'm saying? You can't go up that level of knowledge. That ladder of knowledge has been closed off to him because he won't even step on the first rung of it because he's adamant. Oh, no, those are condensation trails. Okay, if you don't open your mind and get rid of this programming that you've been subject to your whole life, you're never going to get up that ladder. You're always going to be ignorant. And that's what they're playing on. They play on our ignorance that they themselves have subjected us to. They've made us this way. And they've done it on purpose. Does that make sense?
They're the shock and awe event coming to...
People are either going to freak out and drop dead of a heart attack, or they're going to go, finally, yes!
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It's just, you know, that's why they hate us. They despise us. Because they look at us as useless eaters. Because we have the audacity to be breathing their air, drinking their water, eating their food. You know, we're consuming their resources is how they look at it.
And walking on their planet.
Yeah, exactly. And you say, Terry, that's crazy. Really? Go back to the Bible when Satan takes Jesus out in the wilderness and he says, if you'll get down and bow to me, I'll give you every kingdom. Bible says he showed him every kingdom in a moment of time. I will, all these kingdoms, I'll give them to you as they were given to me. Who owns this planet? Satan does. We're told that. The bad guys on this planet, we're on their planet. So they think. The reason they own it is the Book of Enoch, 200 watcher angels. God, the creator, the founder, CEO of Creation Incorporated, our God, Jehovah, the great I Am, put them here to watch over the development of us, his greatest, the apple of his eye, his greatest creation as far as we know. We may be his only, some people think, but I think you're putting limits on God when you say that. But anyway, 200 watcher-class angels were put over us around this planet to watch us, to check our development. Well, lust came into them, according to Genesis chapter 6. They came down, laid with earth women, took for them wives, all they chose. They bore them children, which were hybrid, half angelic being, half human. That's why Noah's flood came, because when they started doing some crazy, evil stuff, God had to destroy them. I mean, most people don't even know that. And it's in the Bible.
Yeah, mainly cannibalism.
Yeah, exactly.
They started eating humans.
They did.
Because it was so many of them, and they were so big. I mean, how many people can a giant eat, for them to fill them up? I mean, especially when you got one that's 42 feet tall.
Think about all the Grimm's fairy tales. Cooking kids in ovens and all that. That came from somewhere.
That was real.
Yes, that came from somewhere, like every fairy tale does.
It was real, and it became real for a special ops troop in Afghanistan. Yeah, and in 2004, 2005, it became real to them also.
Oh, that story is just... How many did he have on the spear?
Incredible.
Had two or three of them on the spear, didn't he?
He had just one. He had the captain on the spear, and he was trying to spear the rest of them on it. And he had him up with one hand. I mean, wheeled him around like he was a rag doll on the spear.
I wonder what they told his wife. I guarantee you it wasn't a 30-foot-tall, red-headed giant speared your husband in the line of duty. I guarantee you that's not what they told her.
She probably doesn't even know the truth now. She probably did.
It's crazy, man. It's getting crazier. All right, we got to hit this top-of-the-hour break. We're going to get...